Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. It feels like every day at the moment there is a new prompt to get ChatGPT to do something for us or an AI-driven app that's appeared on the marketplace. And most of us have embraced this tech as our small business sidekick who saves you a ton of time and costs you nothing. But have we really considered it in our strategy? I want you to think back to when ChatGPT first came out. AI felt a little bit daunting at first. You might have just cautiously asked it a couple of innocent questions. But as business owners, we immediately saw how AI could automate the routine for us. That would free us up. We could focus on what was really important and the things that we loved, and we jumped on board. Now, most of us know that it is better to ask ChatGPT, how do I build a pivot table in Excel, than to load up your personal financial data and ask it to do it for you. We also know that we have to think about it as a really junior employee whose work needs to be rigorously checked. And anything we tell it, it's going to take along with it to its next job. And so ChatGPT becomes our marketing assistant, our financial assistant, our VA. And maybe you've added some fun new apps, or you're using the AI add-ons in the apps that you already used. And then came the people who helped to create AI to warn us of the dangers of AI. But while their warnings can be really scary, it feels like we're in this barn door, horse has not only bolted, it's like in like the other end of the country by now. So it doesn't look like AI is going anywhere soon. And we might think, well, we're a small business, so we're less exposed to anything. But we should still be thinking about what AI looks like in our business over the longer term. Even if some of the bigger stuff doesn't apply to us, using AI in your business still needs to be a strategic choice. Don't worry, we are not going to get super into the techie of it all. I am by no means an AI expert. I am also not a lawyer. Please consult a lawyer if you need to for your own business. Now that the caveats are out of the way, here are a few high-level things I think we need to be thinking about. First of all is preparing your team for AI, right? It's about having a culture where your team is open to learning and adapting to new things so that as AI creeps in more and more and more, they're able to handle it. And what's key here is to create that relationship between your team and AI where they see it as a partner in the same way you see it as a partner, because we don't want them to feel threatened by AI, right? So we want to be saying, here's why we're using this piece of AI. It's about making your job easier, not about doing your job for you. And in order for this message to actually land, we have to think about how we're training our teams. And that means, do they need to understand AI more? Do they need training on that side? Or can we now upskill them so that they can handle the more complex tasks that AI can't handle, but that are still sitting on your plate? So if we can free them up by AI taking on the more routine tasks, they can take on some of the less routine tasks, and then you can move on to bigger and better and more exciting things. And then once our team is on board, we can start to identify where you could actually use AI in your business. At first, you're looking for things that are repetitive and time-consuming. Just think of AI as any kind of automation. Now that you've engaged your team, they will really be able to help you pinpoint these challenges where things are taking them a lot of time, things are overly manual, and there might be an opportunity for AI to step in. And then there could be some areas where maybe you are more aware of the issue, like you know you've got a ton of data, but you don't really know how to analyze it. And you don't want to become a spreadsheet expert and a data analytics expert. And so AI can help because we know that it is great at pulling the patterns out of data sets because it's so quick, it can churn through that data for you. And that can then help you make better decisions. But I want you to think about AI like you would any other piece of tech in your business. I want you to evaluate whether it is the right thing for your business. Like, do you actually need this thing in your business? Or did you just see like what looked like a really cool app on an ad and now like you're super excited by the 20 new things you could do? We've all been there. We all have software like graveyards of tools that we bought and never use. We don't want AI to just become another one of those. And then finally, I want you to be realistic about AI. That means I want you to think about putting it into one place in your business at a time. That means putting it in place, experimenting, adjusting, refining until it's working, and then moving on to the next one. And you also want to make sure wherever you're implementing it, you have a goal that is measurable. So if you're implementing it to save time, What's the current time? How much do you want to reduce it by? Because like anything else, those goals are how you're going to track your progress and make adjustments. As small business owners, we no longer have the luxury of just ignoring AI. We need to integrate this technology into our businesses in order to stay competitive. What we really need to focus on is how our business is going to adapt and grow alongside AI as it evolves. So you want to set that solid foundation in your business now by strategically thinking about how you implement AI, and that's going to prepare your business to adjust as AI evolves or any other tech revolution that arrives. So how strategic are you being regarding how AI is used in your business?